You met me deep in my despair to show me you would never leave me there. You claimed me 'cause I was made for so much more. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Oh, heavy with the weight of my mistakes, you carried me and refused to let me sink under the pressure you meant for me to soar. I am your child and I'm worth fighting for. Eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard all you have planned for me, and nothing can separate me from your love when there's so much more still worth fighting for. Now I'm moving.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, and just like that, we are back for another episode of the Love of Me is Enough podcast. And for those of you that do not know, we do not own the rights to any songs that you hear before, during, or after this podcast. And I'm your girl, Natasha Hatchett, the Love of Me is Enough podcaster. Listen, it's just so good to be back and recording. Like, I have really been enjoying myself. I know. I have really, really been enjoying myself. And, like, I am on a, yeah, I am such an amazing, I'm, like, on a fantastic voyage, if y'all remember that song. See, I told y'all I have a song for everything that I say. But with that being said, you know, you could kind of tell from the song that starts the show, kind of like where we're going with the show, what we're going to be talking about. And last week, we had an amazing show. We talked about pushing through. We talked about, you know, when people looking for you, got to be like mystical and tell those people, here I go. You know, don't just let them keep looking, but just let them know that you're still here and you're still standing. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get right into our show. But before we get into our show, I just want you to look at your neighbor and tell your neighbor, say, neighbor. You looked at your neighbor? That neighbor didn't act right? Anyway, no, seriously, but this is where you want to talk about you're worth it. Not only are you just worth it, but like the song says in the beginning, that you're worth fighting for. So many times, I mean, we're living in times where people are giving in, people are giving up, people want to quit, people don't see the value in what they're doing, whether it's relationship, marriage, friendships, fellowships, workships, situationships, you know, whatever ship you want. People don't always see the value in fighting for something. We don't always see the value in why we ourselves are worth it. You know, Loving Me is Enough is just not about, it's kind of selfish. It's kind of selfish. I want to say it's kind of selfish because here's the thing. If you don't love yourself, you can't expect nobody to love you, right? If whatever you don't give to yourself, you can't expect someone else to give to you. Let's just be 100. If I'm not going to buy myself a pair of red bottoms, I'm going to just throw this out there, ladies. Yeah, we going in right now. If I can't afford to buy myself a pair of red bottoms, why am I really looking at somebody else to buy it for me? I'm just saying. Why am I looking for somebody to do what I can't do for myself? See, because love to me, and this is just my opinion, you can email, text, all that good stuff and let me know yours. But to me, love is an inside job. It starts internally. If you can't love who you are, tell me again how you want me to love who you are. If you don't think that you are worth the fight, tell me again why am I fighting for you? You know, and this is across the board in everything and every situation. It's just across the board. Like, we're expecting people to give and we're expecting people to do for us what we should do for ourselves. And if I wanted to relate this to the body of Christ, we're expecting God to do his part, but we don't want to do our part. How does that work, people? So, yeah, so that's where we're going tonight. That's where we're going this morning, this afternoon. Like I said, whatever part of the day it is for you. But, you know, I just want us to understand that we are worth the fight. We're worth fighting for. We're worth whatever it is that we're going through. I mean, we're worth it. You know, we talked about pushing through, but sometimes it's hard to push through when you don't know your worth. I think I said something. It's very hard to, how do I put this nicely? It's very hard to push through. It's very hard to obtain goals. It's very hard to be in a relationship, be in a friendship, be in whatever ship you are, when you don't know your worth, or when you don't know that you are worth fighting for. You know, growing up, y'all know I'm transparent. So growing up, I think I was the fighter in the group. I'm not going to fully own it. Let me just give that disclaimer. I'm not going to fully own it, but my older sister is a little bit more reserved than I was growing up. And so I felt like it was my job to fight her battles. I felt like it was my job to always say something when somebody said something to her, or say something when I feel like she wasn't handling the situation right. But I did that with all my siblings, though. So they were worth fighting for. They were worth me knuck if you buck. You know what I'm saying? They were where I told y'all. They were just worth it. They were worth me getting suspended. They were worth me having a problem. It was worth me getting in trouble. It was worth me. They are worth me getting arrested. So we have to realize that we're worth it. We are worth it. And not only are we worth it, we should be worth it to ourselves. But to some people, we're just worth that effort and we're worth that fight. And that's not going to be the situation with everybody, because we all know, I didn't want to say it that way, but we all know that some friendships, some ships are for reasons, seasons, and a lifetime. And I think the mistake we make is we put reason people in lifetime positions. And we put lifetime people in seasonal positions. So we have our ships mixed up. And so we expect from people what we don't get, what they can't give. You know, we expect people to be there. We expect people to fight for us. And, you know, that's just not how some people are built. Some people are okay being on the sideline watching you fight. They ain't gonna never jump in. They ain't gonna never be like, tag me in. No, they're not gonna do that. And we get upset with these kind of people, but that's just not their personality. And at that time and in that moment, they don't feel like you are worth fighting for. And the quicker we understand that, the more freer you'll be. Because what we do is we self-inflict pain and we self-inflict bondage on ourselves. Because of what we, our expectations, you know, expectations can be a crazy and a tricky thing. So expectations will have you holding, you know, sometimes we hold people to unrealistic expectations. Like, example, if I have two friends, one of them might be a 5-gallon friend. The other one might be a 20-gallon friend, but I want my 5-gallon friend to add up to my 20-gallon friend. And then I get mad and I get upset when my 5-gallon friend is not adding up to my 20-gallon friend. Well, but that was your expectation. That friend made it clear to you somewhere along those lines, and let's keep it 100. When people show you who they are, believe them. That's just about, I'm going to just throw that out there. When they show you who they are, believe them. And that's not a bad thing. You know, so if I show you that I'm just a 5-gallon capacity friend, don't expect me to give you 6, boo, because you only going to get 5. I only got five to give. And so we make the mistake and we frustrate ourselves and we feel like people don't care about us. And we feel like, oh, she was never a friend anywhere. Oh, he wasn't my dog anywhere. No, I gave you what I was capable of. I gave you what I was able to do in the time and the capacity that I was able to do it. So we can't get upset with people when they give us what their capacity can hold. And then we're like, oh, but I was there for you. And I had your back and this, that, and the other and blah, 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 blah. No, thank you. God bless you. I appreciate you, but I don't have nothing left to give. And so we get mad and we get confused and we get upset and we get frustrated and we feel like, oh, that person tried me. No, you tried yourself. Because that person made it clear to you, hey, boo, I'm 5-gallon. That's all you gonna get. But you're like, nah, girl, I know you could give me 7. Mm-mm, no, I can't. Oh, no. Oh, no. That's all I got is all I have is five, boo. I told you this. But you want seven. And now you frustrated with them because you want seven. And they're giving you five. But that's all I have. And we get mad. And now we feel some type of way. And now we feel like, oh, this person, you know, devalued me. Or this person did this and this person did that. And no, that was self-inflicted. Look yourself in the mirror. Go find the mirror real quick. And pull your phone out. Flip the camera around and say, self, I inflicted this on us. We inflicted this on ourselves. Yes, you're worth fighting for. Yes, there's so much more in store in life for you. But you can't, that's not an outside job. That's an inside job. I can't expect from the people around me what I haven't expected and demanded from myself. I can't expect my team to support me and get up and every day show up for me when I haven't showed up for myself. I can't look at my friend and say, oh, I want to end this friendship because I'm not growing around you anymore. When, chick, you ain't did nothing to help yourself grow. You ain't do your own work. You know, we're ending friendships. We're ending ships. I don't want to just say friendships because it's not just friendships. But we're ending ships prematurely on our emotions. You know, I'm a part of this group called Woman to Woman Foundation. And the founder is Tamara Jones. And she did a live not too long ago. And she said, we need to check. And this is just not a woman thing. Let me just clear that up. This goes all across the board. Man, boy, girl, woman, cat, rat, dog, whatever it is, snake. We need to check our emotions. You know, sometimes we allow our emotions to make decisions that, you know, I'm just going to say like how my mama used to say, don't let your mouth write a check that your ass can't cash. In the words of Ida Paris Watkins, baby. So a lot of times we're writing these checks that we really can't cash. A lot of times we're wanting people to do for us what we should be doing for ourselves. And to all the saints that's listening, I didn't cuss. I'm just telling you what my mama said. Well, what she used to say. But we gotta stop placing these unrealistic expectations on others and place the demand on yourself. When you got up that morning, did you look yourself in the mirror and say, oh, what's the new song now? Everybody listen to the new trending song by Mary J. Blige. Shout out to my girl, Mary J. I love her. Good morning, gorgeous. Did you look yourself in the mirror that morning and talk yourself up? Well, if you didn't, don't come to work expecting me to talk you up, boo. If you didn't talk yourself up in self-talk on the way to work or on the way to the office or on the way wherever you're going, don't expect me to do it. That's an inside job. I'm just saying. We have to learn that you're worth fighting for. But the first fight should begin with us, with self. Are you fighting for yourself? Because you're worth it. I don't care what ship you're in, whether you're in a situationship, a relationship, a sneaky link ship, a friendship, a fellowship, a marriage ship, whatever ship you're in, you have to remind yourself that as an individual, you are still worth the fight. And you got to show up for you. Don't expect me to show up for you and you haven't showed up for yourself. Don't expect someone to do for you what you have not done for yourself. Every time I hear conversations of a ship ending, it's normally because one person feel unfulfilled. And because that person feel unfulfilled, they decide to walk away. They decide that, you know, this is not serving me, right? But ask yourself, did I show up in the ship? Take a moment. I'm going to let it breathe. Ask yourself, did I show up in this ship? Did I give maximum effort? You know, any ship you're in, you know, we live in a very creative world. I don't even know how, we live in a very creative world, but any ship you're in, right, it's going to take two to tangle. It's going to take two to make it work. It takes two to make a thing go right. Yeah. It takes two to make it out. Yeah, I told y'all I got a song for everything. It's going to take two. So you can't blame the other person if you haven't fully done your part. And there's two things to doing your part. Your part consists of, did I esteem myself first? Did I take care of me first? And then the second part of that is, did I show up in my ship? Some of us ain't showing up in the ship, and then we get mad. Well, you know, in a rowboat, it's going to take me and you to row together in order for us to get to where we're going. But we're not rowing together. You know, we want people to show up for us. And I want to talk to my entrepreneurs, you know, my new entrepreneurs, because I see this a lot on social media and I hear it a lot. And I am guilty sometimes of saying it and believing the hype when, oh, so-and-so won't support me. I'm not so. Okay, wait a minute. Hold on. Pump your brakes. You know, I'm a firm believer in you reap what you sow. I'm a firm believer in you get out what you have put in. If you have not sown support, please don't expect it back. If you have not sown love, patience, kindness, gentleness, I just want y'all to know then the fruits of the Spirit since I'm already here. If you have not sown any of that, you can't expect it back. You know, it's the equivalent of going to the bank and expecting to pull out money when you ain't got no money. You know, there's a consequence for that. And see, we live in a world where society says, we're going to let you pull out what you don't have, but it's going to cost you. It's going to be a fee. And most of us are willing to pay the fee because at that time we want what we want and we don't care what it costs. Right? You ain't put nothing in, but you want something back. And you're willing to pay the fee. But let that friendship go bad. Let that ship go bad or whatever it is go bad. You didn't put nothing in. But baby, you don't want to pay the fee. You're quick to leave. You're quick to run. You're quick to get up out of it. And I will be the first to stand in line and say that has been my story. Like I have been quick to leave ships without analyzing. Wait a minute, Natasha. What did you contribute to the ship? Did you show up in the ship? You know what I'm saying? Did you bring your part or were you expecting the other person or were you expecting to just operate on the other person's part? You know what I'm saying? Did I show up for that person? Did I show up in that ship? Did I show up to bring, you know, what was needed to that ship? Or was I so dependent on the other person to sustain us in the ship? That's good, girl. That's good. That's good. Are you depending on someone else to fight for you when you're not willing to fight for yourself? You can't expect for me to show up at your fight. And chick, you ain't showed up at your own fight. How does that work? You can't expect me to join forces with you when you have not even joined forces with yourself. You can't expect business owners. You can't expect someone to invest in your business when you have not invested one dime of your own money into your own business. What? Where they do that at? Who does that? You know, Yes, you're worth fighting for. By all means, you are. But have you fought for yourself? Have you really given yourself the attention? And this goes back to a previous show I'd done in one of those seasons about self-care. Have you really taken the time to care for you and show up for you? And self-care, women, goes beyond a mani-pedi and a massage. Self-care means disconnecting from the negativity. Self-care means I'm not going to entertain foolishness. Self-care just simply means I am going to care for me, the whole me, not just my toes and my nails. The whole me. What is your self-care routine? For me, I don't really talk to people on Saturday. I don't do it. Why? Jesus himself worked 6 days. What, six? He rested on the seventh? I don't want to do it. Don't call me on Saturday. Please understand this is not from a place of arrogance, but if Jesus had sense enough to retire from the crew and be like, yo, I'm going to holler at y'all boys later. It's the sixth, seventh day. I got to go rest. Who am I to want to be different? He said I'm supposed to be Christ-like. So I want to be Christ-like. I rest on Saturdays. I don't do almost nothing on Saturday. Hardly nothing on Saturday. That's just my mental health day. And sometimes if I feel like it during the week, I have another mental health day where I don't want to be bothered. That's called self-care. It ain't about getting your nails done. Ain't about getting your pedicure. It's not about the massage. Ain't about getting your hair done. Your eyebrows done. God knows we be, yeah, ain't about none of that. It is about knowing when, knowing how, knowing who. And I'm mighty afraid that we're so caught up on the external getting ourselves together that we're forgetting the internal of getting ourselves together. Like, when was the last time you had like a good sat down, as the old folks said, a good sat down with yourself and be like, yo, what's up, self? Now, I ain't telling you, you know, I don't want y'all to think I'm crazy, but it's good to talk to yourself sometimes. And be like, really figure out what, why am I reacting this way? Why am I so snappy? Why do my attitude stink? It don't even stink. It stink. Why am I angry with everyone around me? That ain't got nothing to do with them. That's you. That's all you. That's all you. And that those are all symptoms of you are not fighting for yourself. You are not showing up for yourself. We can't keep blaming people for our own demise. Let's just be honest. We just can't keep wanting people to show up for us and we don't show up for ourselves. It doesn't work that way. We can't expect out what we have not put in. You know? We can't expect people to give what we won't give ourselves. And then for those of us that are givers, let me free you for a moment. You can't expect you out of people. Meaning, because you will do it for them, you don't expect them to, you expect them to do it for you. You can't expect you from people. We have to give people the opportunity to be themselves, be who they are, be who they were created to be. And then you make the choice on whether or not I want to deal with that. That's another self-care tool. Self-care is choices. You have a choice. You could do this or you could get with that. You can get with this or you could get, you have a choice. We can't blame people for our choices. I can choose to get on here and be reckless, or I can choose to get on here and have some sense. Now, some days I might be, no, I'm just playing. But that's a choice. I can choose whether or not I want to get up every morning and go hustle and grind and provide for my child and my family, or I could just lay in the bed and be lazy and make excuses. If you don't want to fight for you, please don't hinder me. You know, we have so many people that want people to show up for them and they won't even make the first step to show up for themselves. And then you have the people want to cry. Oh, ain't nobody helping me. Well, have you helped yourself? Ain't nobody checked on me. Well, baby, when the last time you checked on someone? Like, my new word is organically inside of between me and God. Like, have you organically, like, checked on somebody without wanting something? Because most of us only call other people when we want something. You know? We want them to show up. That's that whole showing up thing. Hey, girl. I ain't speak to you in a long time. I was just calling you. But since I got you on the phone, what? How did you just checking on me turn into now you want and need something? What up, dog? Yeah, man, you know, I was just, yeah, dog, I was just, you know, I was just thinking, remember when you said, like, hey, bro, let me, what? We don't know how to organically show up for people without wanting or needing something. And so it puts people in a place, it puts people, as one of my coworkers say, it puts people in a pickle to where now they don't know what level of interaction they want to have with you. Because every time they see you coming, it's like, oh, what she want now? What he want now? Alrighty then. And we force people when that happens, you force people to be phony with you because they really don't want to rock with you, but they really don't know how to disconnect from you either. Call me, I'll tell you. No, I'm just playing. But no, seriously, call me, I'll tell you. You know, I was reading an article and it says 92% of the people who are riddled with stress aren't stressed with their own issues. They're stressed with somebody else's stuff. That's a high number. 92%. 92%. Now, I don't know who they polled. I don't know how long the poll ran. I don't know any of that. But when I saw 92%, I was like, whoa. 92% of people are stressed, overwhelmed, frustrated, dealing with anxiety, dealing with depression, dealing with what they're dealing with, and it ain't even their problem. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a high number. And it made me stop and think for a moment. Hold on now. Hold on. It made me self-inventory, self-check. Like, when you was going through that, was that your problem? Check. Was that yours? Check. Was that yours? Nope. That was yours? Nope. That was yours? No. Oh, wait a minute. I ain't trying to be Erykah Badu and carry too many bags on my back. I don't want to miss my bus. I miss way too much bus because I had too many bags. This ain't the season for you to be... Catch that. This is not the season for you to be missing the bus because you missed the bus because of your back. No, man. Nah. I ain't doing it. You can't hurry up. You got too much snow. When they see you coming, they just take off running. They don't even want to be bothered with you because you got all that stuff. You know what? Oh, another show. But anyway, yeah, 92%. And of that 92%, I can guarantee you all that 92% have not showed up for themselves, have not fought for themselves, have not even considered themselves. When was the last time you got up? And for those of us that don't work a 9-to-5 or whatever have you, when was the last time you got up and said, I'm taking myself to breakfast? How many? One. Oh, I'm sorry. What? One. Table for one. When was the last time you went? Mine was today, so I could ask y'all this question. When was the last time you went to the beach, stuck your feet in the sand, and just sat there and enjoyed your own company? See, part of fighting for yourself is being able to show up for yourself and enjoy your own company. Like, I'm my own party. I told y'all last show, I'm my own vibe. Like, listen, on those Saturdays where I do absolutely nothing, I get up. I'm just going to be 100 and transparent with y'all. So I get up, and if I feel like it, I will comb my hair if it ain't done. If I want to cook breakfast, I do. If I don't, I don't. I figure it out. Shout out to Brian for introducing me to Uber Eats. I just thought Uber Eats was absolutely ridiculous. But if I don't feel like cooking, I just order Uber Eats because I ain't doing nothing. You know? I might shower and don't lotion my skin. Where am I going? I'm not doing nothing. You know? But that's me showing up for me. Don't judge me. Half of y'all probably don't shower. But anyway. You know, I lay in my bed and I don't even charge my phone. It died. Oh, well. You know, but that's me showing up for me. That's me disconnecting and saying, yo, Natasha, you worth it to yourself to completely disconnect and not be consumed or bought down by everything else that you've been consumed and bought down with for these last 6 days. Like, hey, take a moment, chick. But that's my self-care. That's me valuing myself. I can't ask somebody else to value me when they see me dogging me. Yeah. We out here dogging out ourselves and then get mad when people do it. Well, baby boy, baby girl, you taught that person how to dog you out. They watched you. They got lessons from you. Because you taught them that. When you should have been saying no, when you said all those times you said yes and you knew you really wanted to say no, you taught that person, those people, person, whatever, that your time was, you didn't matter to you. What you had going on didn't matter. When you really didn't want to show up to the party, but you showed up because you ain't want so-and-so to be mad, you taught so-and-so that they were more important than you. And I'm not saying, please hear me clearly. I am not saying neglect your friendships, neglect your ships. I'm not saying any of that. What I am saying is something I said on Facebook about a year or two ago. I don't know. Go back and see. You cannot pour from an empty cup. I can't give you what I don't have, honey child. If I can't, if my car is on E, let me just give you a analogy. If my car is on E, right, and you show up and your car is on E, I ain't got it because I'm on E too. What am I going to give you? What you going to... I don't siphon gas. I don't even know how people do it, but even if you wanted to siphon my gas, what are you siphoning? Air? If you ain't got it, you ain't got it. And that's another mistake we make. When we ain't got it, we want to pretend we got it, knowing we don't have it. And then we get mad when people treat us a certain way or expect a certain thing from us. Well, that's what you taught them. And so now that's what they expect. I have no problem with saying, I used to, let me be clear. I used to have a problem with saying no, right? Because I'm naturally a giver. I'm naturally a supporter. I am naturally an encourager. Those are three things that I was born that way. You know, it is in my DNA and nobody can tell me different. I'm solid on that. I know that. And so I would naturally support and show up even when I'm tired, even when I feel like, oh, my God, okay, I'm going to get up. Let me get this 5-minute nap, and I'm gone. I'm at it again. And that used to be a chapter in my life where I felt like I had to be there for everybody. I had to show up for everybody. I had to go here, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And then I realized in all that showing up for everybody else, when did you show up for you? When did you have the time to say and to sit with you? When? Don't say when you go to bed, because baby, by the time you take that shower and hit that, your head hit that pillow, it's over. It's a wrap. So when did you really show up for you? Right? We have to take the time and show up for ourselves. We have to take the time and understand that you're worth the fight. And you know, God is so amazing. God is so amazing because even when you don't, you're too naive, we're too naive to show up for ourselves, God will send someone to show up for you to remind you that, hey, you know, you're worth it, right? He will send somebody to remind you, hey, hey, girl, hey, you're worth it. Hey, bro, hey, you're worth it. And they will show up for you and they will fight for you. And what I call midwife, they will midwife you through some things. And because God said, you're too naive to show up for yourself. So I'm going to have so-and-so and such and such show up for you. But even after a while, that person is not supposed to, them showing up for you is not supposed to replace you showing up for yourself. It's supposed to kind of be the bridge to help you, to remind you to show up for yourself. But some of us get so caught up, we still end up not showing up for ourselves. You know, you gotta, you know, it's not arrogance when you wake up in the morning and you command your day and you set your day and you say to yourself, we're going to show up for me today. I'm going to show up for me today. I'm going to, you know, take that 30-minute allotted lunch away from my desk, away from the building, away from whatever, you know, your work is. I'm going to take that 30 minutes, you know, and detach, disconnect. Because I'm worth them 30 minutes. You know, I'm worth that hour. I'm worth that 45 minutes, whatever it is. We have to start showing up for ourselves and stop. Oh, I'm just hitting stuff. We have to start showing up for ourselves and stop getting mad and angry with people when they don't show up for us, because that, you know, they're basically a reflection of you. You don't show up for you, don't ask me to. You know what? It's like people come. It's like asking someone to pray for you when you ain't even prayed about it yourself. Well, now, hold on. I don't mind praying. But did you pray about it yet? Did you have your come to Jesus meet yet? We got to do better in knowing our worth, in knowing that we're worth the fight. We're worth the fight. We got to do better in knowing that we're worth the fight. We got to do better in knowing that it's okay to show up and be present for ourselves. You know? Yeah. Ask yourself this question. Would it hurt to show up for me? Just think about it. And then ask yourself another question. What will it take for me to show up for me? As a mother, as a friend, as a wife, as a coworker, as a pastor, as a member, as a leader, whatever title you hold. Ask your titled self, what will it take for me to show up for myself? Here's another question. Ask yourself, how much better off would the people around me be if I showed up for myself? Because once you show up for yourself, that means now your cup is full. And now you can pour. It goes back to that scripture, my cup runneth over. Your cup can't run over if you don't show up for yourself. Because when you show up for yourself, that means you're depositing, right? It's like, okay, since I'm using cup, pouring. You're pouring back into you, pouring back into you, pouring back into you. And eventually, teacups ain't that big. Well, some of them. But whatever. Once the cup get full to the brim, now it's time to pour. Once you've showed up for yourself, done the work, done the self-care, whatever it is that you, you know, whatever it is, once you've showed up and now your cup is running over, now you can then go out and pour. I believe it's the equivalent of my favorite character in the Bible, Peter. Jesus said, Peter, check this out. Well, I'm praying for you. The devil desire to sift you as wheat, Peter. Like, yo, he wants you bad, Peter. He wants you. He don't really like you, Peter. He wants you. He's trying to sift you, boy. But I prayed. Peter, I prayed for I don't know why that just cracked me up. Peter, I pray for you, boy. I pray because I know you ain't praying for yourself. So, Peter, I pray for you. See, because Peter wasn't the type to pray. Peter just want to pop off, right? But Jesus said, Peter, I pray for you. Did the enemy desire to sift you a wheat, Peter, man? Listen, but I stood in the gap. Come on, intercessor. I stood in the gap and I prayed for you, Peter. All I got is one request, Pete. What's that, Jesus? When you get yourself together, when you finally get yourself together, Pete, turn around. Grab somebody else. Show them how it's done. That's it, God. That's all I ask, Peter. It's scripture. The scripture said, Peter, but when you are converted, reach back and help somebody else. But the only way Peter could have done that is he showed up for himself and he had someone to midwife him through by praying for him. Jesus said, Peter, I prayed for you. Because I don't know, maybe he ain't had the sense to pray for himself. I don't know. That's just my interpretation. Don't listen to me. But I prayed for you. And you know what's so amazing about that scripture? Not once did Jesus say, because I prayed for you, dog, I need you now to turn around and pray for me and bless me. Nah. Basically, what Jesus was saying to Peter, pay it forward. I'm good. Pay it forward. Grab somebody else, Peter. Show them the way. Show them that it can be done. Show them that they're worth fighting for. Show them that when they're too weak to show up, when they can't show up, when they don't know how to show up, when they don't know what to pray, when they don't know what to do, show them, Peter, that somebody gonna stand in the gap and pull them through like I did for you, boy. That's what he said. Jesus wasn't looking for it back in return. And can I just drop that right there? When you do for somebody else, stop looking for it back from the person that you did it from. For. That ain't where your, that might not be where your blessing come from. It's we got to stop that. Man, I remember I helped you out. Well, okay, thank you. That might not be where your blessing comes from. So stop expecting back from people when you do for people. I don't know where that came from, but that it is what it is. But yeah, I want us to understand that we're worth the fight. And not just the fight in someone else fighting for us. But we're worth fighting for ourselves. Because like the song says, eyes haven't seen, ears haven't heard. Neither has it entered into the heart of man the great things that God has in store when you show up, when you fight, when you stop expecting you from out of people, when you stop expecting people to show up for you when you have not shown up for yourself. It's a beautiful thing to live in freedom. I was telling someone not too long ago that I'm really for real living my best life. And it's not because I have all the money in the bank or, you know, that my 14-year-old doing right. Because some days, oh, Jesus, that's a whole nother show. Ooh, pray for me. Pray for me. Yes, Lord, pray for me. And it's not because my 14-year-old is doing everything right. It's not because life is peaches and cream. It's not because of any of that. I'm really living my best life because I am really for real, seriously free. Like, free from what people think of me, free from people's unrealistic expectations of me, free from my unrealistic expectations of myself. Let's just talk about that. Sometimes we put realistic, you know, I'm 30, I should be married by now, I should have kids by now, I should this by now, I should, says who? Show me the manual where it says, by the time you're 30, you're supposed to be in done do this, this, that, and the other. Show me the manual that says by the time you're 40, 50, whatever, you know, limitation, show me that manual. And so once I got delivered from people, my prayer a long time ago was, Lord, deliver me from people. I love people. I do. My job I'm a life coach. So my job is to help people. And I love people. And I do a dang on good job. But at the end of the day, deliver me from what people think of me. Because here's the thing. We would be in this bond. We put ourselves in bondage when we're so consumed with what people think of you. What they saying? How they gonna feel? Baby, what you think about it? How you feel about it? What do you say about it? Better yet, what does God say about it? You're worth it. That's what he says. He said, you're worth fighting for. Lay down his... I ain't trying to preach to y'all, but you know, you're worth fighting for. But you got to fight for yourself. You got to fight for yourself. You got to fight for yourself. You got to make sure that you're doing the work for yourself and not expecting anybody else to do it for you. I just, I'm the type of person, I want to see us win. I don't care if I don't know you. I want to see you win. I want to see us win. I want to see us get everything that we're supposed to be getting and living our best lives. You know, I want to see you, you know, out there shaking a leg and doing what you do. You know, I want to see you smile. I want to see you have a good time. I want to see you enjoy life because, man, life is good. You know what taught me life, how good life was? I did a show a couple, I think it was last season, season before last, I don't know. I did a show called Grief, The Silent Sniper. And during that show, I talked about the death of my father. And this is going to sound very callous, but if you know, you know. The death of my father freed and liberated me. So oxymoronic to some, but the reason it freed and liberated me, because one thing my father said, well, he said a lot of things, child. But one of the things my father said to me prior to him passing, and one of the conversations that we had that I will always, always, always remember, is my father says to me one day, he says, and my dad called me Tosh. And he said, you know, Tosh, I see you going. I see you doing. I see you this. And, you know, you're here for that one. You're doing this for that one. You're doing this. Da, da, da. He said, but I don't see you living. Right? And it kind of made me want to chin check him. And primarily because, bruh, you're one of the ones that got me ripping and running. But at the time, my dad was sick, so he couldn't do it himself. So, but he said, I see you doing all of that. And I don't see you, I don't see you living. Like, when do you live? When do you have fun? When do you take a break? When do you stop moving? This is my dad. And it hit me because I was like, well, God dang, you're right. I really don't stop moving. From the time my feet hit the floor in the morning, it's a constant go to the time I put them back in the bed. And so my dad say, life is meant to be lived. That's one of the last conversations we had. He talked about how life was meant to be lived. Some of us are just existing. Eh, that's all right. But we have to get to a place where we're living. And in order to get to the place to where you're living, you have to fight for you. You have to know that you're worth fighting for. If the job no longer serves you, and I ain't telling nobody quit their job, let me just give you that disclaimer, because I can't provide for you right now. But if it no longer serves you, find another one. Find something else that you like to do. If it's going back to school, go back to school. If it's earning that certification, go get it. You know, if it's starting your own business, count up the cost and then start it. I had to put that out there first because it ain't easy. You know, if it's doing the podcast, by all means, do it. Reach out to Brian Anthony Studios and get her done. You know, we cannot continue to make excuses for why we're not showing up for ourselves. It's a lot of things. I started my first business, which is a nonprofit organization. Stronger Together Empowerment Foundation, which is right now under construction. But that was my first business. And that business was, it was to mentor teenage girls. And I did a phenomenal job at it. Did a phenomenal job, had a good run, and but nobody told me that business was going to be that hard. Man, I ain't properly counted up the cost. I was short, like real short. But I stuck to it. You know, I stuck with it, and I made it do what it do. But whatever it is, do it. You know, throw, this going to seem like risky for some, but a lot of people don't really care for Steve Harvey, and that's cool. But if you really listen to what he says, when he says, sometimes you just going to have to leap. And here's the crazy thing he said that I really respect, because he's right. The parachute ain't going to open immediately. Yo, sometimes I felt like the parachute didn't open at all, bruh. I was hitting the rocks, scraping my head, my knees. While I was coming down trying to land, I was like, God dang, God. Like, you don't see me scraping my knees? Like, my elbows, forehead beat up, bruised. Where the parachute at? The parachute didn't open. You know, 10,000 feet in the air, parachute ain't open. 7,000 feet, 6,000 feet, 5, 4, 3. To me, honestly, my opinion, the parachute opened up when I was like 10 feet off the ground. I'm like, bro, really? But sometimes you have to bet on you. And if I had to do it all over again, I would bet on me every time. And that's what I'm saying. Show up for you. Bet on you every time. Believe, I'm getting ready to wrap up out of here, but believe in yourself. Show up for yourself. Know that you are worth it to fight for yourself. I ain't saying don't fight for nothing else and nobody else, but you can't unless you fight for yourself. I'm not saying don't nuck if you buck for somebody else. What I am saying is you need to throw them bowls for your own self. Show up for your own self and fight for yourself. Because after you start fighting for yourself and you want a couple of victories for yourself, now you're feeling like you're the champ. And now you feel like you can help somebody else fight. Don't show up to help nobody else fight. Well, your mind can't fight. I'm just saying. Because we both going to get knocked out. I really, you know, I ain't trying to hit the mat more times than I need to. I'm just saying. So that's our show for today. Like, show up. You're worth it. You're worth the fight. You're worth the fight. You're worth the fight. As the song says, you're worth the fight. You know, you're worth it. Tell yourself every morning. Tell yourself every morning that I'm worth the fight. Tell yourself every morning that I can show up. I'm going to show up for myself because you're worth it. So with that being said, this is your girl, Natasha Hatchett, the Love of Me is Enough podcast. I thank you guys so much for listening. And I hope and pray that you have learned something from this podcast and realize that you are worth the fight. All right, I'm out. Y'all have a good one.
Y'all help me say that. Say it one more time for me. Is heaven.